Agradezco al moderador técnico.
I thank the technical moderator for the introduction. I call to order the 1594th plenary meeting of the Conference on Disarmament. Distinguished colleagues, I would like to give some guidelines for delegates participating in person today. All persons physically present in the Palais des Nations will be required for their safety and the safety of others to be free of COVID-19 symptoms and to maintain the recommended physical distancing at all times. Participants are kindly requested to limit their time being physically present in the Palais des Nations to the strict necessary of conducting official business. Please also be reminded that UNOC requires all persons present in the conference rooms to wear a face mask at all times, except when delivering statements. In order to minimize the movement of persons in the conference rooms, delegates in the conference room are asked to request the floor by raising their nameplate in the room and to not approach the podium.
Antes de continuar el asunto dado,
before we proceed with the business today, I'd like to first extend a warm welcome to the members of the UN Disarmament Fellowship Program. As you're aware, the UN Fellowship Program was launched by SSOD1 and aims to increase the cadre of officials from member states with knowledge of international deliberating and negotiating for in the disarmament field. As such, I hope that the fellows find their visit to the CD useful and informative for their future work. And I believe that I understand that many colleagues present here in the room were part of that program, so we should all welcome the members of the UN Disarmament Fellowship Program. Excellencies, it is my intention to now turn to the second revised draft annual report of the conference CD/WP636/REV2 circulated by the Secretariat yesterday, 6th of September, together with a track changes version for ease of reference. This second revised draft is a product of the informal plenary, informals and bilateral consultations I have conducted last week and yesterday. Please allow me to outline some changes that have been made to the report in paragraph order. First, paragraph 6 has a new sentence recognizing the address of the Secretary General of the CD at the plenary meeting on the 5th of August. Following the informals last week and my bilateral consultations, paragraph 12 has remained the same as in Rev 1. I'd like to thank delegations for demonstrating flexibility and the spirit of compromise. Paragraph 23, I have to say that this is the paragraph required quite a lot of attention, and many delegations expressed their views on this particular paragraph. I understand as president that I probably did not manage to put into this paragraph everything all delegations wished, but this is a complicated paragraph. There are two very important elements for some countries, and we tried to present them in the best possible way to reflect the interests of parties. As you know, this is the words draft decision and the word consensus. We are trying to find the best possible way to accommodate the interests of delegations in this particular paragraph. It was not something easy to do, and we'd like to ask delegations to avoid going into negotiations at this stage on the basis of new amendments to the paragraph, because it would be very difficult for us to accommodate the interests of all delegations present here. As I said, not everyone will be happy with this paragraph, but it reflects what was discussed here. And in any case, all delegations supported in one way or another the inclusion of a gender perspective. And indeed, this is a issue that will continue to be discussed during the future meetings of the CD. Also, There is a new paragraph 49 under 3H, as requested by the delegation of Australia. The paragraph reads, during the general debate of the conference, delegations reaffirmed or further elaborated their respective positions. These positions are duly recorded in the plenary records of the session. Please note that, as requested by the delegation of the Syrian Arab Republic, all references to the presidents have been removed. This was also a very important discussion related to the presidencies of this year. Finally, please note that the Secretariat has included document symbols under each relevant section and added Appendix 3, which lists all the documents submitted to the CD. Some other changes, such as the renumbering of paragraphs and relevant grammatical changes, have also been made. I now would like to conclude our paragraph-by-paragraph discussions with the hope to be able to achieve consensus. I'd like to ask whether any delegation would like to take the floor on paragraph 6.
Canada está pidiendo.
Canada, please.
Usted tiene.
Ambassador, you have the floor.
Thank you.